This is Digital Story Podcast number 506, November 17th, 2015. Today's theme is Photographer's Top 10 Gift Guide. I'm Derek Story. Well, I'm totally jazzed about, well, actually two things. Today's show, because I have some wonderful gift ideas for you, and not your everyday stuff that you're going to see on other websites and things like that. I've got some really good, unique stuff. A lot of it I've been able to test myself. And then the other thing that I'm jazzed about is that I just finished and published the itinerary for the San Francisco Street Photography Workshop. And this is the third year that I'm doing this workshop. It's in April of 2016. So I've really learned a lot over the first 2 years. And one of the things that I learned was that I think we need more time there. We had been doing two-day workshops. This year, I moved it up to 3 days, and I've added all sorts of new locations. We're going to go up to Fort Point, in that kind of spooky area there. It's really, really neat. Like, you're inside an old abandoned prison that's on the tip of the Golden Gate. We're going to do twilight shooting at Crissy Field. We're going to ride the ferry from San Francisco to Sausalito and do shooting there. And I think it's one of the coolest ferry rides around. We'll be working in Chinatown. And in fact, we're going to have a group lunch there in Chinatown after we do some shooting. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. I have a terrific co-presenter for this workshop, Mike Boeing, and he's an Olympus visionary. That's really cool. So there'll be Mike and I will be teaching. Leah is going to be helping out. We're going to keep it to 8 people. And this is just really going to be something else. So if you've wanted to come out to the city, to San Francisco, you don't want to have to worry about a rental car. You just want to fly in, get transportation over to the Cartwright Hotel where we're staying and working, and just really enjoy 3.5 days of crazy San Francisco photography with Mike and I. You've got to check out this workshop. April 2016, there is a story about the itinerary on the Digital Story. You can get to it, obviously, through the TDS Workshops page, and I'll have a link to it in the show notes. I'm just so jazzed, and if you're interested in doing this, I hope you join me in April. Let's get to this photographer's top 10 gift guide. Oh, this is so much fun. I love these sort of things. So all of the links and the abstract information, everything, it's all in the show notes. So the link to the workshop stuff is in there. The links to all of this stuff is in the show notes, and the stuff I talk about in the rest of the podcast is there. So you just got to go to one spot and you have everything you need. Okay. The first item on our top 10 gift guide, the iCan Micro Spot on camera LED light, $69.95. This is a very cool device. It's about the size of a small flashlight. It has a LED light on one end, and then it has a power button on the other end. And you can hold it like a flashlight, except that it also has a tripod mount, and it has a hot shoe mount. So you can use it in all sorts of different configurations. It has a dial on the side, so you can go from 0 to 100% luminance. And then it has these little barn doors in the front, and it has a diffusion filter and a warming filter built in. So you never have to worry about losing them or anything. They just swing in and out. So essentially, it has like 4 barn doors. 2 of them are filters that you can swing into place. It fits just about anywhere in the camera bag. This is something that a photographer would really enjoy receiving because he or she can just use it so many ways. I use it all the time where I'm just doing a little product shot, even with my iPhone or regular camera, where I just hold the LED light with the diffuser on, hold it at the perfect angle off camera, take the picture, boom, I'm done. And because it's continuous light, it's so much easier to use than flash. These things are cool, and I think that any photographer and a video person too would enjoy getting one. Next item, The Coolertron Pan and Tilt Flex Head, $39. Now, this is a foldable Z-shaped tripod head or standalone support. So it has a very unique design. You can mount it on a tripod and use it that way, and you can angle the camera a number of different ways with it. But because it has this nice base, 4.7 inch base, that you can set it on the ground or on a table or whatever, and it kind of folds up in a Z shape, it'll hold up to 6 pounds of the camera. And it can use it as a tabletop tripod too. And then it folds down flat, so it measures 4.7 inches by 2.4 inches by 1.2 inches. So then it just slides anywhere in your camera bag, much easier to carry than even a micro tripod because of its shape. It's just really neat. It only weighs 1 pound. It's made out of aircraft aluminum, so it's really got this cool look to it, this cool metal feel. All the knobs are really nice. $39. This thing is just flat out cool, and you can carry it with you, and you have a tripod head, or you just have a standalone thing, and it's very unusual. It's not like anything that most photographers have seen. The Coolertron Pan and Tilt Flex Head. Next item, the RAV Power All-in-One File Hub, $45.99. I got this at Amazon.com. I did an article on it during the week last week. And what this is a little device about the size of a deck of cards that has an SD card slot on one end. It has a USB port on the other, and then it has a Wi-Fi radio inside of it. There are apps for iOS devices and for Android devices. Basically, you load up the app. You make sure you have it for your smart device, iPad, iPhone, whatever you're using. You fire this thing up. You put your SD card in one end, you know, say you're out in the field. You put a USB device. I've been using a 64 gigabyte flash drive in the other end. And then you log on to it with your iPhone. And then you have all these things that you can do. And one of the things that you can do, and the main reason why I'm interested in this device, is that you can copy the images from your SD card to the USB flash drive as a backup, which means suddenly you don't have to bring your laptop or a computer or something when you're traveling nimble in the field. So you can go on vacation with a couple 64 gigabyte drives or a couple 128 gigabyte drives, this device, back up your photos. Now you can back up RAW files, JPEGs, videos, whatever you want. And it even shows you thumbnails. So if you don't want to do a wholesale backup, you can just pick the ones that you want and then send them over and then pull that card out. And if you want, you can erase it and start shooting again. What I think is nice is that if you bring enough SD cards, don't reformat the SD card, keep it. And then you have two backups of these great images that you've captured on the road. This thing will stream movies and stuff to your devices from the USB flash drive. So you can use it to stream music. You can use it to stream video. You can store pictures on it. You can do all sorts of stuff with it. It's really, really kind of cool. I've tested it now quite a bit, and I think it works very well, and it works particularly well for a $45 device. It's the RAV Power All-in-One File Hub. I think it'd make a really cool gift for the kind of the techie, nerdy photographer type in your life. Next item, the Manfrotto Compact Extreme. Now, I talked about this on This Week in Photo last week. And those of you that listen to the show, Frederick teased me about this. He teased me about it because he was saying that I was recommending a selfie stick, which I really don't think of it that way. It could be used that way, absolutely. So they're teasing me about it, but I think this thing is cool. It's $45. What it is a super compact monopod. It's easy to carry because it's so light, yet it still extends to, I think, a little bit over 4 feet, almost 5 feet. It has a nice extension. It has four sections, so it compacts down nicely. But they put a tripod socket on both ends of it, and then it has a removable rubber tip, and you just move the rubber tip to whatever, you know, end that you're not using. So you can use it as a regular monopod, or the way that I was using it, I was putting the Olympus Air on one end and then mounting my iPhone on the other end, and then using it to get way up high. So I could take shots way over my head with this thing, because I'm holding it up on the pole and then I'm raising it up. I can compose the image with my iPhone, because my iPhone's talking to the Olympus Air, and then I can take pictures and stuff. And it's a poor man's aerial photography device. And it's really good for things like big group shots, you know, where you have 20, 30 people and you need to get the camera up in the air and you don't want to carry a ladder around. For architecture, for just getting a different perspective on stuff, and then you can use it as a monopod too. So personally, I really like it. I know Frederick is teasing me about it. I'll leave it up to you, but it's called the Manfrotto Compact Extreme, $45. I think it's cool. Next item, the Vanguard Havana 21 Shoulder Bag, $39. This has become my go-to bag for going to NBA basketball games and anything that's inside of an arena where they have, you know, very strict regulations on the size of the bag that you can bring in. It's, first of all, it's really adorable, I have to say. I mean, I love the design of this thing. Havana 21 is the perfect name for it because it feels like something that you would carry around in Havana. It's really got a neat look to it. Has a zipper on the top, and that in the main compartment I can fit my OMD, I can fit a lens or two if I want, you know, no problem there. Has a sleeve for my iPad mini, has an outer pocket, and then it has two stretchy side pockets. All this in a little bag that doesn't really take up any room at all. You can have it on you all the time. I mean, really, it's stylish enough and not too big. Women can wear it, no problem. I mean, it works for everyone. And people really like the way it looks. I know when I carry it, and when I'm at a Warriors game or whatever, it never fails. I get a comment about it, about what is that? How cool is that? Even has a little handle, you know, so you can carry it around. I like it. It's $39. It's a very handsome shoulder bag for just banging around, going out to dinner, whatever you want. And not only is it functional, it's stylish. Okay, let's do something a little different here. The Tile Generation 2 Phone Finder, Key Finder, Item Finder. This is a $25 item. And it's literally that. It's a little white tile with a hole in it that fits on your key ring, fits inside your camera bag, anywhere that you want to keep track of this item. Now, it doesn't do the real-time thing where they're always communicating over the internet. What it does is you pair it with your smart device, my iPhone, via its app, and then the two via Bluetooth 4 are constantly talking to each other. And then whenever they get separated, the app will remember the last place that they talked. And since they're talking all the time, it's usually fairly accurate. And you can see it on a map and it'll be, you know, dun, 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 dun. And then what you do is you use the phone to go back to that spot where they last talked to each other. And then you can make it beep. So then you press a button on your iPhone, makes the tile beep, does this nice sound. And then, so if, for instance, your keys fell behind a seat cushion or something like that, you can find it. You can hear them and you find it and, oh, there they are. Or if someone took your camera bag and they were hiding it under their jacket, it would start beeping, which could be really quite awkward. Anyway, it's $25. It's sealed up so people can't break into it and take the battery out. And then about once a year, you replace it. And I think they give you a deal on replacing. You just mail in your old one. They send you another one. I like them. You can manage many different tiles. What I'm doing is I'm keeping it on my key ring, and then I put my key ring in my camera bag, like my Havana 21, when I'm out and about. So if I do misplace my camera bag than the tiles in there, and hopefully I can track it down. So I'm managing two of them right now. And then the other thing it does is also keeps track of your other iOS devices that have the app loaded. So it helps me keep track of my iPad mini and my iPhone too. Pretty cool stuff. Nice gift, especially for that person that tends to forget things or always lose their keys. They would appreciate that. They would like it. And the packaging's nice and everything. It makes a nice presentation. And for $25, you can't go wrong. Well, let's get into a little optical arena here. One of my favorite little lenses for Micro Four Thirds is the Olympus 9mm f8 fisheye body cap lens. This little guy is about the size of an Oreo cookie. I mean, it fits anywhere. You put it on the camera, it's literally like a body cap. But it's a 9mm fisheye lens, and it's a good one. I mean, it's actually quite good. Now, it's not fast, it's f8, so, you know, you use it outdoors. But it'll work on Panasonic cameras, it works on Olympus cameras, and it takes terrific shots. And I can't believe how many times I use this little lens when I just want to shake it up. I just want to do something a little different. I just want to get a different perspective. So you can buy someone a cool lens like this for $89, someone that shoots Micro Four Thirds. And wow, I mean, how often do we get to buy someone a lens as a gift? Not very often. So I just love it. I think it's fantastic. I think it's a great gift. Quite honestly, I think it's something that if you shoot Micro Four Thirds, you should buy for yourself and no one's going to give it to you. These things are a blast. I love them. This next item, I have to tell you, is one of the most luxurious items I have played with in recent history. The name of the company is the Cooperative of Photography. And they go by COOPH, Cooperative of Photography. They're associated a lot here in the U.S. with Leica. Leica uses their accessories. And what I'm talking about today are their original photo gloves. The original photo gloves. Oh my gosh. You know the phrase, it fits like a glove and all that sort of stuff. And if you don't wear gloves a lot, which I don't, although, you know, I would like to, I just don't. I guess, because I haven't had a really nice pair of gloves. Then when you put on a really nice pair of gloves, these things are really soft. The ones that I have are made out of sheep hide, and they are just like buttery soft. I put them on, they're very comfortable, but they're designed for photographers. So one of the things that they've done is they made the tip on the index finger a little different. The design is different of the glove so that you can use the finger for, along with the thumb on the glove, for adjusting dials and pressing buttons and things like that on your camera where you have enough dexterity to do it. It's so funny, the test that I did for this, I actually wore them while I was working in the studio shooting some product shots because I wanted to make sure that, you know, they actually performed well. And they were great. I was working with a Micro Four Thirds camera and I could adjust everything. They also work on touch screens, so I could use it on my iPhone, on my iPad, and on the touch screen on the back of the camera. They are designed just beautifully. It's a gorgeous design. The inside, you know, on the palm side of the glove has some nice kind of grippy material so that you can, you know, grab whatever you need and hang on to it. At the wrist, there's two snaps there, and so then you have a very nice, very solid button so you can put it on the close snap or the farther snap to adjust the gloves exactly the way you want around your wrist. So these things are a real treat. Now, you can buy them directly from the Cooperative of Photography website in Europe. They're 139 euros. You can buy them directly and they'll ship them to you. In the US, there are US dealers, almost all of them Leica dealers, that carry these and you can buy them from there. You can just either send them an email or go to their website. I have all this information in the show notes. You just click on the links in them, it'll take you there. Now, the one tip that I have for you is that I normally wear extra large gloves. On these, the ones that fit me the best were the XXL, which is the largest size they make. So I'm thinking that you want to order a size up. So if the person normally wears a large, get an extra large. They normally wear a small, get a medium, that sort of thing. And I think that will be perfect. I think that will be a perfect fit for them. They are the Cooperative Photography Original Photo Glove, 139 euros. They are something else. For Canon shooters, I think this is a great gift. Now, this is for Canon shooters that shoot with crop sensors. So the 7D, the 70D, the Rebels, those cameras. The EFS 24mm f2.8 STM lens. This little lens is $149. It's only 1 inch deep. So, I mean, it's not very thick at all. Just, I mean, you got the little pentaprism that sticks out over on the top of the camera. This is not going to come out beyond it or much beyond it at all. Has a 7-blade aperture, f2.8 maximum aperture. It is super light. It is compact. It's high quality. Boy, if the person in your life that you're buying this for loves travel photography, street shooting, all that kind of stuff, especially if you normally shoot with a zoom that doesn't have the best maximum aperture in the world, you carry this thing in your pocket and you have the equivalent of 38 millimeters on a full frame, which is a good workable size. You can do all sorts of stuff with that. I just think it's a great value. It's an STM motor, so it's stepless. It's very quiet. You can use it for video. $149, metal mount. How can you miss? And again, you can give someone a really quality optic that's in the affordable range. If they're a Canon shooter and they do this type of photography, they are going to love you. They are. All right, last item on our list for today, on our top 10 list. This is a book published by Rocky Nook, The Essence of Photography by Bruce Barnbaum. This is their best-selling photography book, has been for some time, and there's a good reason why. It is cool. It is cool. And basically, what Barnbaum tries to do in this book, what he demonstrates is that photographic scene and creativity can be taught, learned, and improved. So it's just not something that you're born with. Now, a lot of people do have, what we call a good eye or natural eye. But if you don't, if you're more technically minded and you wish that you had a better eye, you're envious of people that do, that's what he does in this book. He shows you how to develop that. He shows you, he believes, and I agree with him, that this can be taught and improved. And that's what this book does. Now, it's a $29 book. It's a softback. It's 196 pages, 10 inches by 10 inches, has a beautiful cover. This is a gift that you can give practically any photographer, and they will enjoy it. This is one of those photo books that it never goes out of style. It will always be applicable to photography, regardless of what you're shooting with. It's timeless. It's timeless. And I just think it'd make a great gift, especially for someone that really does want to become a more creative photographer. So I have the link to it in the show notes. Now, I have a bonus. We're at the end of this piece here, and I have a bonus for you. I have 2 copies of the book to give away this week, and I'm going to do that. I'm going to one of you and then to another one of you. I have this book for you. And all you have to do is sign up for the new newsletter. It's called the Nibblosity Report. You're going to want this anyway. It's just a one-pager, comes out twice a month, and just keeps you up to date on what's going on so you don't miss that new workshop, so you don't miss that story that everyone loves, so you don't miss the killer podcast that had, 8 billion downloads or whatever. Maybe not quite that many. You get my point. So all you have to do is sign up for it. You can sign up for it on the Digital Story site, the member info area. And just right there, there's a little box. Again, 3 fields. I like simple forms. You can sign up for it on the Nimble Photographer in the contact area, or you can sign up for it on the link here that I put in the show notes. So you can't miss. You can find how to do this. What we're going to do is we're going to track everyone that signs up for it all the way up until Monday, and then we'll close the door then. We'll do a random drawing of those names, and 2 of them We'll get this book, and I'll announce it on next week's show. Now, if you've already signed up for the newsletter, as many of you have, then just send me email, Derek@thedigitalstory.com, and say, I've already signed up for the newsletter. I want to be entered for the book drawing, and then I'll make sure your name gets in there too, and you'll be right in there with everyone else, because you should not be penalized for already doing what I'm so grateful that you've done. So anyway, two copies. I'll announce the winners next week. Sign up for the Nimbelocity Report. This is a cool little newsletter. I'm pretty jazzed about it, and I think you'll enjoy it too. Get your training on. So this week's Linda recommendation is iPhone and iPad photography with iOS 9 with Sean Dugan. Sean loves doing these trainings. He likes shooting with the iPhone. He's a good photographer, and he produces great images with his smartphone, and he shows you how he does it in this training. We have these things with us all the time, these powerful devices. Why not learn how to get everything out of it that you can? And you can by watching Sean's training, iPhone and iPad photography with iOS 9. I have a link to it in the show notes, and you can find it on lynda.com, L-Y-N-D-A. And if you want to get a free trial, 7 days, won't cost you a penny, just go to lynda.com/thedigitalstory, and I'll take you to our landing page, and we'll get you fixed up. Software download. Today's software is iWatermark Plus. And it's funny, I just got a note before I recorded this from someone who goes, what kind of watermarking software should I use? Well, this is one to consider. It's in the iOS store. It's in Google Play. So it works on iOS and Android, Mac and Windows. $3.99 in the iOS store, and I don't think it's much more anywhere else. And let me just read you the bit on it here. The essential watermarking app for professional and beginning photographers. Watermarks, once added to your photo or video, display that it was created and owned by you. Easily secure, protect your photos by signing them with 9 visible and 2 invisible watermark types. These days, any unique photo can suddenly go viral and lose all connection to its owner creator. A watermark subtly displays, no matter where your photo goes, that it's your property and can provide a link to your website. I mean, for $3.99 on the mobile devices, I mean, this is pretty cool stuff. I think they're even having a sale right now for 99 cents, although I went and checked and it looked like it was still $3.99 to me. But they were saying in a press release somewhere that I read that they're having a sale. So I'm not sure how that all works out. Either way, if you're interested in watermarking your stuff and you use any of these 4 platforms, take a look at iWatermark Plus. It's very highly rated. It shows up on a lot of lists as, you know, great software. I was impressed with it, and I think you'll like it too if you're looking for some watermark software for both your mobile devices and the stuff that you do on your computer. Cash in on greeting cards. So I'm just going to talk a little bit about this, and then I'm going to talk a little bit about something else related to printing. But I wanted to reiterate this piece. I first brought it up last week about the Greeting Card Association, the study they did, that there are more than 7 billion paper cards that are out there that were sold last year, ranging from $2 to $10. And, you know, this is something that as photographers, this is right up our alley. If you ever take a picture of something and you go, man, I could write a cool caption for that. That'd make a terrific card. You should do that. And then you should find 5 others and put together a set. And then go to Red River Paper. We have a tile on all the pages of the Digital Story. Order greeting card stock. It's scored. It's designed for greeting cards. It results in a 5x7 greeting card after it's folded. They have the envelopes, they have the glassine sleeves, the whole deal. And coming into the holiday season, making your own cards, fine art cards that really express your style and your artistic ability, that's a gift in itself right there. Not to mention selling them, possibly in creating a revenue stream. So that is definitely something to consider if you have an inkjet printer. The other thing I want to mention is that I'm working with Red River Paper, and we're going to start doing a series of presentations to camera clubs. And this is really neat. We're going to come with all sorts of samples and all sorts of giveaways and lots of information to really demystify the printing process so that people that have printers at home will help them with the kind of paper that they want for the type of photography that they do. We'll teach you about the archival qualities and how to take care of your prints and, you know, the easiest way to make fantastic prints, and then introduce you to a lot of the different paper surfaces that are out there. So if you're interested in this sort of thing, if you run a camera club or are a member of a camera club, and you would like a presentation by me or by Drew on this, just go ahead and send me an email, derrick@thedigitalstory.com, D-E-R-R-I-C-K. We're working on the presentation right now. We're basically bringing this back to life. Drew did it a few years ago. I have an idea where I want to add some components to it and really emphasize that by making prints, this is something that will last, you know, for quite a while. And if you print some of your best stuff, then you don't have to worry about what happens to your hard drives and all that other stuff. You know, you have a collection of images left behind on archival paper. So we'll talk more about that later. But if your club is interested in this sort of thing, just send me an email, derrick@thedigitalstory.com, and we'll talk on email. All right, I think that's going to do it for today. I hope you had fun with this. I super enjoyed putting together this list for you. If you're going to be buying stuff through Amazon or through B&H Photo, if you just go to the digital story first, click on the Amazon tile or the B&H tile to take you over to the site, their site, then you can search and find what you want. That helps support the site, and I truly appreciate it. I'm working on some great stuff for next week. I'm just, this is such a fun time of year to be talking about photography. So make sure you come back and join me. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. Take a look at that top 10 list. Find something for your photographer friend, and while you're at it, find something for you. All right, bye-bye now. See you next week.